Ladies and gentlemen, from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Brought to you by Route 66 Moving and Storage and the WBO.
Bring it.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Yeah, let's start building some hurting bombs.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. We will concentrate on MMA for the first half hour of today's show, the first 20, 25 minutes. And then we're going to switch to boxing. Usually we do all MMA in this hour, but there's so much boxing going on all over the planet. So much boxing news, I couldn't get to it in the first hour of Ring Talk Live Worldwide because we featured Larry Holmes and Chad Dawson, the former champions. Of course, Chad Dawson looking to get his title back April 28th. But tonight, in Japan, the Ultimate Fighting Championships go live on Facebook at 4:30 p.m. Pacific time. Then they go live at 5 p.m. Pacific time on FX television. Then the pay-per-view goes live at 7 p.m. Pacific time, UFC 144. Of course, in the main event, Frankie Edgar, the light heavyweight, the lightweight champion, 155 pounds, taking on top contender Ben Henderson. Edgar's 14-1-1. Henderson is 15-2. That is the main event for UFC 144. Of course, Quentin Jackson's on the card. But, you know, Quentin's faded. He's not the guy that he used to be. I don't know if there's any rampage left in Quentin Jackson. I think his prime was back in the Pride Championship days. We're talking about 2004, 2005, when he was just destroying guys, picking them up and throwing them down with these power bombs. I mean, he sort of reminded me of Batista. You remember him in the WWE days, he had that power bomb move. But, you know, I mean, his move, I'm talking about Quentin Jackson, was for real. He just knocked guys out with that move. They'd be unconscious. But he no longer does that in the UFC, and I think he's gotten a lot less hungry. We'll discuss that. We'll discuss UFC 144. We'll talk about the HBO boxing fights today. We'll talk about the fights in Europe. All kinds of stuff to talk about on this hour of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We do have open phone lines coast to coast. Check us out. It's toll-free in Canada, Puerto Rico, and the Virgin Islands. I think Jamaica as well. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
There you are, in a swanky bar. Your shirt is ironed perfectly, and you smell like class. There's a beautiful woman beside you. You can't hear what she's saying, and frankly, you don't care, but you smile politely when she pauses. You know what's coming next, and a gentleman never disappoints. It's a good thing you have Rock Hard Weekend. That one little pill will make sure you leave her swinging from the chandelier. Rock Hard Weekend, the ultimate male performance enhancer, can be found at your local CVS, Kroger, GNC, and many others.
Great shot, Bob. I think you're on.
I just followed your lead.
Hey, by the way, did you break ground on your new building?
No way. I'm holding off until I see what the future holds.
So you're seeing a fortune teller?
You know what I mean. Things look a little uncertain.
The only thing certain in business is if you're not growing, you're losing. And we just opened our fifth facility last week. If you're following my lead, you'll call General Steel. Their pre-engineered steel buildings could save you as much as half the cost compared to conventional buildings. And they're up in nearly half the time, and back with a 50-year structural warranty.
Yeah, but steel buildings...
Hey, you've seen my building. Does it look like steel?
No, it looks great.
Ask about rebates that could save you up to $20,000. Look, you can stop paying rent and own a building that suits your business better and probably saves you money by operating more efficiently. In times like these, don't stop spending. Just spend wisely.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298.
There is nothing like the feeling of being out of debt. You get your freedom back, you start to smile more, your future looks brighter, and the heavy burden just melts away. How would you like to receive a free information kit that gives you all the honest, legitimate debt forgiveness programs available to you in one place, in easy-to-understand terms? American Credit Card Solutions has their Debt Freedom Kit available to you at no charge. In fact, the kit is free, the shipping is free, and there is no high-pressure sales pitch. Your free informational kit can be mailed to you today, where you can examine all the debt relief options available in the comfort of your home, with no one pressuring you to make a quick decision. Call 800-758-0274 and ask for your debt freedom kit. That's 800-758-0274. This is a first-come, first-serve offer, and kits are limited, so call right now. 800-758-0274. That's 800-758-0274. Not available in all states.
You can now hear your favorite Sports Byline USA Network shows while on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio. The latest episode is always available. Stitcher brings radio and podcast listeners a better way to listen to their favorite shows and helps them discover new content. Stitcher delivers personalized audio streams on demand right on your smartphone. Available for your iPhone, Android phones, WebOS phones, or your BlackBerry. Stitcher is also available in some GM and Ford dashboard systems. Downloading is easy. Go to Stitcher.com or check out your app store. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
Shogun absolutely decimating Quentin Rampage Jackson in this, the first round. The youngest competitor is really taking it to the Pride veteran.
This is not good. Yeah, this is the end of the fight. Oh!
Mauricio Shogun has just electrified the crowd.
Shogun's for real and he has arrived. Yeah, he's a threat. He's crazy. He's off the hook.
You're going to work. Work hard all day.
One of the great ballads of the Tower of Power, folks. Of course, Tower of Power on the Jimmy Kimmel Show featured live the horn section this past week. And they did a great job. I want to congratulate Emilio Castillo and Stephen Cooper, of course, the founding members of the great Tower of Power. Speaking of great, my next guest is great. He is a former head of the Nevada State Athletic Commission, now is a vice president with the UFC. I'm talking about the great Mark Ratner. Mark, how are you in Japan?
Well, it's about 5:15 in the morning here, and I got confused on the time yesterday when I was emailing you, but I'm getting ready to go to the fights. They start at 9:30 here, and we got 12 fights today. Live Saturday night in America.
Okay, now, you know, I'm looking at some of the numbers USC did. I mean, they're doing great numbers, big gates and this and that. And in fact, they're even being the largest audience as far as Fuel TV is concerned. And the USC seems to be catching on fire. While there seemed to be like a little bit of a stutter there. But that was a cause, I think, because of so many injuries. You guys had a lot of injured guys.
Yeah, that losing St. Pierre for almost a year really affects us. And these guys train so hard that they do get injured, and that's one of the problems in any sport is planning 5-6 months ahead and hoping everybody stays healthy. So that's all part of it.
Well, that's sort of the reason why the Showtime super middleweight tournament sort of fell apart. Of course, it was eventually won by my good friend Andre Ward, the 2004 Olympic gold medalist, but there were so many guys falling out, so many guys got hurt. When you try to plan something 2 years in advance, that's really stretching the clock.
No, it really is. And I thought Andre Ward was just spectacular in that tournament. And I didn't think he was a favorite going in, but well, he certainly showed.
Well, you know, they dogged me here locally. They said I was shilling for the local guy when I said he would win the gold medal, seeing he was fighting 15 pounds above his natural weight at the time. And then when he would win the world title, and the Gary Radnich jumped on me pretty good on the radio and said, you know, you don't need to show up for the local guy. And I said, I am a student of the great Jacob Finkelstein, Jack Fisk. And he taught me not to fall in love with fighters because he fell in love with Alexis Arguello and found that Arguello was less than what he thought outside of the ring. But the bottom line is I refuse to show up for local guys, and I won't do it. But I didn't think I was shilling for Andre Ward, and I think his performance thus far – through 20-plus fights in the undisputed light heavyweight championship of the world, proved me right.
No, absolutely. While I'm thinking of this, I had the biggest pleasure. I was at the Alley 70th birthday party last weekend, and it was unbelievable.
Okay, I'm glad you brought that up. The Alley 70th birthday party. Of course, he turned 70 on January 17th, but they've been holding parties all over the world for him. And, of course, I got to spend some time with Muhammad Ali a couple of weeks when we traveled through China on a two-week tour back in 1994. He's a classy man to be around. He is the greatest when it comes to reaching out to poor people. He had me digging in my pockets and donating money to an orphanage that featured kids with one arm and missing a leg, and they were deformed. They had all these birth defects, this and that. So Ali really is you know, people see him spouting off and bragging and boasting back in the 60s and 70s, and You know, and of course, he did that to sell tickets in order to hype fights and this and that. But deep down inside, he's a pretty darn good guy.
No, absolutely. And it was just a thrill. I got to see a lot of old fighters. And it for me, it was really just a special night.
Okay, Mark, you're in charge of getting the UFC sanctioned in various states. Now, I know New York State's been a thorn because of a number of issues. But how many states is the UFC sanctioned in right now?
Four. There are three. We're currently in the legislature. That's Vermont, Connecticut, and New York. Three states do not have athletic commissions, Wyoming and Alaska and Montana, I believe.
Okay.
And Wyoming, we're starting to talk to now, but we won't go anywhere domestically that doesn't have an athletic commission. I think we're going to be successful in Connecticut and Vermont this year. New York's going to be a problem. It's a union problem. It has nothing to do with the sport, so we're still fighting that.
Okay. Are you surprised the sport has taken off the way it has? I mean, because it's sort of left boxing in the rearview mirror, and people don't want to realize that. But the great Dave Meltzer, of course, the guy that you and I read. And isn't Dave Meltzer's newsletter, isn't that the greatest thing going?
I'm astounded how much he writes. I learned stuff about the UFC that I don't know from him. So, he's spectacular.
I call him the genius.
He really is.
You know,
boxing, when they fight the guys that people want to see, it's a glorious sport. And for Pacquiao and Mayweather not to have gotten together yet is just it's reprehensible, and that really hurts the sport.
Well, I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that if Floyd were to fight Pacquiao, that Floyd would expose him. And I think Floyd's just too fast for him. I think speed kills, and I think that Floyd is too good of a fighter for Bob Arum to risk his prize goose. I just don't think he'll make the risk unless he can call all the shots. I mean, Mac Pacquiao said he was willing to fight Mayweather. Then Mayweather, when he thought Mayweather was going to jail, and then he found out Mayweather had a reprieve until June 1st for that domestic violence beef he got into it. He got a few months in the slam on that one. So he's going to be able to fight May the 5th and said he's going to fight Miguel Cotto with Saul Alvarez and Shane Mosley on the undercard. But Manny Pacquiao certainly had his opportunity, and Bob Arum seemed to have snatched that away from him. Do you think it's Arum's fault? Do you think it's Pacquiao's fault? I mean, where's the blame lie there?
Oh, I think it's a combination of everybody. I like the idea that they both get equal money, and then they fight for 45% each, and the winner gets the extra 10%. I think that's fair to everybody. I also agree that Mayweather is I believe a better fighter.
Okay, but he is, you know, he does tend to alienate people with some of his out of the ring behavior. We'll agree on that.
Yeah, he says things for shock value, and he likes to show his betting slips. But when you're with him one on one, he really is a warm guy, and I like talking with him.
Okay, 7:30 p.m. Eastern time tonight. That's 4:30 on the West Coast. The first UFC fights for UFC 144 from Saitama, Japan. That's outside. How far is that from Tokyo?
It's about a 45-minute ride when we did the weigh-in yesterday. So at this time in the morning, so we're leaving here at 6 a.m. in the morning. So, we'll be there by 7. The first fight's at 9:15, I think 9:30, and we have 12 fights. So it's a long, long way away, or a long, long day, but there'll be right around 20,000 fans there. So it's going to be very fascinating.
You know, I'm looking at some of the UFC numbers for UFC 144. I mean, they were unbelievable. UFC 143, they were unbelievable. But the first fight tonight starts at 7:30 p.m. Eastern time. That's 4:30 Pacific time. That'll be on Facebook. Then they'll go on FX, not Fox TV, but FX Cable from 5 to 7 p.m. Pacific time. That is 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern time. Then they go live 8 to 10 p.m. At 10 p.m. Eastern time, live, of course, with the pay-per-view card and Frankie Edgar and Ben Henderson. No injuries there, and both guys made weight yesterday, right?
Yeah, everybody was good except for Rampage, who came in 6 pounds heavy. We fined him 20%. He had to give $50,000 to his opponent, Ryan Bader, so that's a pretty steep penalty, but there's no excuse for not making weight.
Has Rampage lost the edge? I mean, you know, I thought his prime, I thought, was in the Pride Fighting Championships. He just doesn't seem to deliver like he used to. He doesn't seem to have the intensity. I think his last probably real true effort was in that last movie, The A-Team. But I just don't think he's putting 200% into his training anymore, and obviously coming in 6 pounds over, that sort of correlates with what I'm saying.
Yeah, tonight it'll be very interesting. He's fighting a young, hungry guy in Ryan Bader, and I think this will tell you exactly where Rampage is. A good man, but certainly disappointing to me to come in heavy. That's not right.
Every time I talk to you, when I get you on the radio, I always, you know, I tell you, I don't shed too many tears. And when I think about people, and I think about our two friends in Chuck Minker and Johnny Taco, and I shed tears when I think about those two guys. Two great guys. Of course, Johnny was up in age, but obviously Chuck wasn't. And Chuck's been gone since what, 1993?
Chuck, this will be the 1992 will be the 20th anniversary in a couple months. So yeah, we talk about him every day, and I think about him. And
did you see that picture I put up on the website a couple of months ago with his KO boxing card picture?
Yeah, I have that card also, and that's very sweet of you. Just a very special guy. He was taken away at 41. So
he was our guy.
Yeah. He certainly was.
He was our guy. He used to leave messages on my answering machine back in the days when we had answering machines. He would never say who he was, but obviously I recognized the voice. And he would tell me, look into this or look into that. And people wondered how this little guy from Flash Magazine was breaking all these major stories with that and Boxing Update magazines with these periodicals that came out every 10 days. But that's how I was doing it, with the aid of the great Chuck Minker.
Yeah, very, very special guy in my life. And when I think of him, besides Johnny Toko, I also think of Mitch Halpern, my referee there, also passed away very, very early.
Yeah, the Mitch thing was very, very sad, and I'm still not satisfied that it went down the way it was officially rendered. I just think it was very, very, very peculiar, the fact that the girlfriend had blood all over her and all that kind of good stuff. But the bottom line is, Mitch was a good guy. He was a great referee, and, of course, he refereed a lot of big fights, and you guys had him in a position to referee those great fights, but, you know, he had to deliver when you gave him those opportunities, and guess what? He delivered.
No, absolutely, and he was on course to probably do more world title fights than Richard Steele and Joe Cortez and Mills Lane. He was only in his mid-30s, and he'd already done close to 40 world title fights, and obviously there's a lot more titles than there's ever been, but still, he was at the top of his game.
Live from Tokyo, Japan, folks, the great Mark Radner. Mark, say hello to the family. I hope the kids – how's the kid doing in hoops?
He's playing in Israel right now, getting paid. So it's pretty exciting. I was able to see him play a couple months ago. I went over – we had a fight in England, and I went over to Tel Aviv, and he's doing fine. So thank you for asking.
I'm very proud of you, Mark. Very proud of the kid. Very proud of the family. Very proud of our relationship over the years. And say hello to your lovely wife, and I will talk to you when you get back to the States. Live from Japan, folks, the great Mark Radner.
Thanks, Pedro.
You tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Don't say I don't deliver. That's a guest from Japan, folks. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We'll talk about UFC 144 a little bit more after the break. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of MMA and boxing.
But I know I'll never get to love unless I'm right.
I'm Scott Carter, CEO of Goldline, and I'm here with Todd Eink, who, like many of our Goldline clients, diversify their portfolio with gold and silver. Todd, tell us why you started investing in precious metals.
Well, Scott, I've owned several successful businesses with much of the proceeds vested solely in stock and real estate. I felt the need to search for other means of diversifying my portfolio.
How did you find Goldline?
I researched the marketplace and decided to call Goldline based on its credibility and reputation.
Goldline is a solid company with a 50-year track record of helping clients like Todd.
I have a very broad portfolio of stocks, real estate, and precious metals. With everything I've built professionally, I believe gold offers diversity for me and my family.
Todd's Goldline story is just one of thousands across the country. Call Goldline today and learn how gold can be a part of your future and your family's future.
Call 1-800-278-5077 for your free investor kit. Call 1-800-278-5077. That's 1-800-278-5077.
The IRS is one of the most powerful entities in America. They can contact your employer, embarrass you, and take a large part of your paycheck. Your personal bank accounts can be levied, and your life turned upside down. If you owe back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, Ameristar Tax Centers has a special free consultation just for you. With proven experience, our enrolled agents, previous IRS agents, know how to get you maximum results. Ameristar Tax Professionals are licensed to represent you before the IRS. We'll contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. Our customer service record is unmatched, and you'll appreciate our low fees. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help, and you'll discover your tax relief options on the first free call. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864. Don't wait. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864.
If you're looking for a better way to clean the air in your home or office, you need the all-new Ozone Light. It's as simple as changing your light bulbs. The Ozone Light looks like a normal spiral type of light bulb. It screws in most standard light sockets, but it's not a normal light bulb. It's coated with titanium dioxide. It's completely safe, but this unique coating kills most airborne bacteria, mold spores, and neutralizes odors. Just one light cleans the air in an entire room and lasts 8 times longer than the normal light bulb. If you have smokers, if you have allergies, if you have pet odors, mold, or mildew, you need the Ozone Light. It will wipe them out, and you have our word. If you're not satisfied with the way the Ozone Light cleans the air in your home, simply return it for a full refund.
Call 1-800-380-4259, 1-800-380-4259, 1-800-380-4259, or visit airtimestore.com, airtimestore.com.
Now they're starting to open up. Vitor looking for the big left hand. Instead, that movement by Anderson. Like we said, second to none.
Happy birthday, folks, to my best friend. We've been partners for like 39 years now. I won't tell you how old I am. Or maybe I'm 40. No, I'm not. Anyway, the bottom line is Hector Martinez, happy birthday, man. When it comes to friends, nobody could ever have a greater friend than you. You're smart, you're intelligent, you're successful, and you've been an inspiration to me. And all the mistakes that I've made in my life, you tried to point out in advance, and I ignored you, and you were right, and I was wrong, and I love you, and I wish you the very happiest of birthdays, Hector. God bless you, and I love you. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and MMA. We're talking MMA, of course, UFC 144 going down tonight. And as I said, the prelims start at 4:30 Eastern time. Take that back, 4:30 Pacific time to 7:30 Eastern time. That'll be on Facebook. That's one fight for a half hour. Then from 5 to 7 p.m. Pacific time and 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern time, we go with 2 hours on FX. That's FX cable, not Fox TV, FX cable. That'd be 2 hours. Then the main card emanating from Saitama, Japan, which is about an hour outside of Tokyo, that starts at 7 p.m. Pacific time, 10 p.m. Eastern time, and they've locked in 4 hours of pay-per-view time on this one. I don't know why they're locked in 4 hours of satellite. I guess in case they have some problems over there. But the bottom line is better to have more time than not enough, because the first time the Zuffa Sports and the Fertitta family with Dana White in charge went with UFC on pay-per-view, it was a Tito Ortiz, Vladimir Oshenko, something like that, a Russian guy. It was like UFC guy back in the day. And they had cut themselves a little bit short and got cut off in the main event as far as their timing was concerned. So I think they've learned by their mistakes that that buying more pay-per-view time is better than buying less pay-per-view time. But, of course, in the main event tonight, Frankie Edgar, the lightweight champion, coming off that fantastic win over Gray Maynard after drawing with him the first time, 14-1-1, taking on Ben Henderson, 15-2. That's UFC 144 in the main event. And, of course, Quentin Rampage Jackson. We just talked about him being 6 pounds overweight. He's supposed to weigh in at 205 pounds. He weighed in at 211 pounds. And he was a top MMA star in Japan. I mean, when Pride was going on, he was the guy over there. Him and Fedor and people like that and Wanderlei Silva. I mean, these guys were just, they were iconic stars in Japan as far as MMA is concerned. And, of course, the Pride Fighting Championships were a little bit different than the UFC titles and UFC fights in that they had a 10-minute opening round. I mean, 10 minutes for the opening round. That's incredible to fight 10 minutes. I mean, oh, my God. I mean, think about that. You fight 10 minutes in the opening round. But I thought that was unique. That's what sort of separated Pride from the rest of the UFC and the World Extreme Cage fighting and Strikeforce and things like that. Of course, they all go with 5-minute rounds no matter what. But that 10-minute round, man, I mean, that really separated the men from the boys. And you had to be in shape to fight 10 straight minutes. You have to be in shape to fight 5 straight minutes. Take that back. You got to be in shape to fight 1 minute. Because I remember in my days as a San Francisco policeman, I'd go out to beefs and you know, I'd have to get out of the car and get physical because these guys were whooping it up or they doing something violent or something like that. And you can't just shoot guys. And you don't want to hit guys with clubs or flashlights or spraying with tear gas because tear gas, first of all, any gases, any like tear gas or pepper spray, anything like that, it always backfires on you here in San Francisco because the wind blows. So I don't, you know, I saw too many cops spray mace and tear gas and pepper spray and things like that and have a blowback in their face and them end up being the victims of their own canister of spray. So I never used the spray. And I get out of a car in like Hunters Point or in downtown in the Tenderloin. And I'd have to fight some guy. I mean, there was no doubt about it. You were fighting him. I mean, you were either fighting him or you were walking away. And it wasn't my job to walk away. It was my job to maintain peace. So we get into a fight. And the bottom line is I used to let these guys throw me, you know, if I didn't punch them or get a good solid shot on them, this and that, and they grab me, I would just let them hold on to me for like a minute, minute and a half. No, I'd take them back 45 seconds to a minute. And then they were gassed. And from that point forward, you know, I owned them. I mean, owned them. I mean, it was just no ifs, ands, or buts about it. So when you talk about fighting 1 minute for the average person, that's tough. I mean, try throwing punches at a bag for a minute, okay, and you'll see what I'm talking about. Then try doing it for 5 minutes or 3 minutes with a guy on top of you or a guy throwing blows back at you in a boxing match or an MMA match. It's just incredible. That's why fighting, be it in boxing or the UFC, MMA, it is the ultimate as far as sports are concerned. And I'll tell you why. It's one-on-one. It's you against the other guy. It's you're matching heart. You're matching cardiovascular conditioning. You're matching skills. You're matching ring knowledge. You're matching fighting ability. I mean, this is a one-on-one thing. You can't bring your trainers in the ring with you. Although I wanted to one time when I fought Ernie Chavez, a once-beaten welterweight that lost to Meldrick Taylor in a pay-per-view card in Sacramento, California. I lost him in the 1984 National Golden Gloves Regional Championships over in Las Vegas, Nevada at the Showboat Hotel. And Ernie weighed in, and I weighed in together at 100. He weighed in at 147 on Tuesday. I weighed 143 and a half. You know, I didn't have any problems making welterweight. I had problems making junior welterweight, which was 139. But now they've changed it to 141 after I retired. They don't. If it had been 141 where I was fighting, I'd probably still be fighting. But the bottom line is they didn't. And it was 139, and getting down to 139 was trouble for me until I fought at welterweight against a real welterweight or a sizable guy, and Ernie Chavez, because, you know, when he weighed in with me on Tuesday, I looked across the room at him, and I sort of chuckled. I said, you know, there's nothing to this guy. He looks a little fat, a little chunky. I'm going to box his ears. And I did for about the first 2 minutes and 35 and 40 seconds of the fight, and then he hit me with a right hook, and he hit me so hard. Not only did I see stars like in the cartoons, okay, the first thing I remember was my right ear hitting the canvas. And he hit me with a right hook on the left-hand side of my face. And ba-boom, I was down, and I'm at the Showboat Hotel. And I wasn't looking up at the lights. I was looking out at the crowd, and there was my former boss, the captain now of the San Francisco Police Department, the Honorable Greg Corrales. He's telling me, I could see him, and his mouth is moving in slow motion. Get up, get up. So I did get up. And I lasted out the round, and I thought I had won the round. I mean, up until that point, I mean, I really was owning Ernie Chavez, okay? I mean, there's no doubt about it. But then, you know, comes the right hook, and down I went. So in the second round, I went out there, and I established a good little rhythm going for about 35 or 40 seconds. And he hit me with that right hook again, and I went down again. And I only got knocked down 4 times in 52 fights. So these were 2 of the times in which I did get knocked down. So these were monumental events in my life as a fighter, okay? So when I got up, I saw like 5 different referees and 5 different versions of Ernie Chavez, okay? So anyway, so I told the referee I had enough. But what I'm leading to is when Ernie got in the ring that night, I looked over at my trainer and said to him, I said, listen, you got to go check the record book. This is not the guy that I weighed in against. This is like his brother or something. You know, I mean, he was so big. So Ernie would tell me later in life that he weighed 168 pounds a day. That's 21 pounds over the welterweight limit, and I weighed like 146, 147. So, you know, those 20 pounds were incredible. And then when he fought Meldrick Taylor in his retirement fight, I think he was 9-0 with like 6 or 7 knockouts. We went up to Sacramento to watch Ernie Chavez fight Meldrick Taylor, and I told Mel before the fight, and I said, listen, Mel, I said, you know, you got to watch out for this guy's right hook. I said, he hits hard, man. He goes, how do you know? I said, this guy hit me so hard I saw stars. So he goes, yeah. That was the amateurs. This is the pros. I said, oh, okay. You know, don't take me seriously. So here, guess what? After the fight, Meldrick Taylor came up to me. You know, I take it back. He was on the dice at the press conference. He goes, who was that guy that told me Ernie Chavez hit right hard with the right hand, with that right hook? Because he hit me so hard, I saw stars. So whoever you were, I said, it's me. He goes, man, you weren't kidding. And I wasn't. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look in the world with MMA and boxing. We've got some more MMA notes to come. You are tuned to the longest-running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Hey, guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything you wanted, anytime? Wish you could relive your glory days and have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with ProGene Daily Complex.
This is Dr. Todd Karen from the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. Testosterone levels decrease in men after the age of 20. It's a major cause of the aging process. The effects include lack of energy, decrease in muscle mass, increasing belly fat, and decreased sexual performance, all of which impacts self-esteem, confidence, and most importantly, overall quality of life.
Kick your drive back into high gear with ProGene. Call 800-980-1765 today to get a full month absolutely free. No injections, no prescription needed. ProGene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Claim your free month supply now by calling 800-980-1765. That's 800-980-1765. Again, 800-980-1765. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
How does that grab you?
Well, I'll tell you right after I get violently ill.
This is not the Munsters. That's just their music. Good old Fred Gwynn, the late Fred Gwynn. God rest his soul. Grandpa Munster. Man, what a character he was. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside look in the world of MMA and boxing. I've covered MMA for the majority of this hour of Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And, of course, the American Forces Network, the cable radio network channel, tuning live worldwide on the Internet. There will be a special Sunday edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide that airs at 11 a.m. Pacific time, covering all the weekend results from the fights in Japan, the fights in Europe, the fights here in the States. We're going to talk nothing but fight results on the Sunday edition of Ring Talk at 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Now, tonight, Marcos Medina, 31-2, takes on Devon Alexander. Of course, Alexander, the former junior welterweight champion. Medina formerly fighting at 140 pounds. These guys are going to fight now, I believe, at 147. That is the HBO main event. And the co-main event, Adrian Broner. Not Boner. I don't know. Everybody screws this up. I did for a while. And he might be on the Sunday edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. He is 22-0. He's taking on Eloy Perez, 23-0 with a couple of draws out of Salinas, California. They call him the Prince. Now, I tried to name him with Rick Tittle, and I tried to name him the Meanest from Salinas. And one of his guys really liked it, but he wouldn't change his name from the Prince. Now, why would you want to be the Prince? A name that's been used 1,000 times over and was really, you know, I mean, there's all been all kinds of princes. Locally, we had Eric the Prince Martin, who died a couple of years ago. A great, great fighter in his own right. But, you know, I mean, the bottom line is Prince Nassim Ahmed. We can go on and on. A lot of guys would use the name of Prince. But nobody's been the Meanest from Salinas. And Eloy Perez just wouldn't jump on this. I couldn't understand it, but his people turned it down. They're battling for the WBO, the World Boxing Organization. Of course, that is our sponsor, junior lightweight title. And one's ranked number 6 by Ring Magazine. The other one's ranked number 9. And we'll talk about the weekend of boxing. Of course, Alexander Povetkin getting on in Germany for the, I think he's fighting for the WBA heavyweight title. He's defending that against Marco Huck. He's 23-0. Marco Huck, 34-1. And then that's on EPIX. If you guys get EPIX or you get to steal this off the Internet. Listen, I'm going to give you sort of a tip here when it comes to watching fights. You go to Yahoo International, okay? Then you punch up the International. And you go to these foreign countries. And you punch in live stream, okay? That's how you pick up the fights on the Internet. That's how you do it. Yahoo International will bring you to that. Now, I probably wasn't supposed to say that. I'm probably going to get slapped by saying that by a couple of these cable providers. But the bottom line is, that's how you get it done. And, of course, also on EPIX today, some people in the country have EPIX. I don't know how they got it. I'm going to ask my next guest if he has it. Nathan Cleverly, 23-0, taking on Tommy Carpensi, 21-2-1. That's a WBO light heavyweight title. That's coming from Cardiff, Wales. Now, it's with no explanation whatsoever, he is the webmaster of ringtalk.com, and he's one of the featured writers of ringtalk.com. He's my main man. I'm talking about KP. And I'll never tell you what this KP stands for. But he is Kevin Perry. What's up, Big Kev?
Not much. How you doing?
I'm doing all right, man. Talk to me now. Let's talk about tonight's fights. I'm going to go through them for you and ask you to pick winners. Marcos Medina.
First of all, just to bring up that the Epics thing, or Epics as you call it. I think it's called Epics.
Okay.
It's epicshd.com. And it's actually an online website where you can watch movies and stuff like that. But they have the stream on there for free, and what you do is I think you sign up for a 2-week free trial with them, and then you can watch the boxing.
Yeah,
I think there's another heavyweight bout, I think, next week also.
But the problem with that, with the signing up for those trials, is you have to give them a credit card, and after 2 weeks...
Actually, you don't have to give them a credit card.
All right, well, maybe that's...
Which is pretty cool, and the stream's a pretty good quality, but there's a lot of buffering, which kind of blows, but... Either way, it's free, so that's definitely a positive thing that you get to see some international fights for free.
Okay, Epics. I've been corrected here. Not Epics. Epics. All right, let's talk about the HBO fights first. Marcos Medina, 31-2. Devon Alexander, 22-1. Devon, of course, coming from St. Louis, Missouri. Who do you favor there and why?
First of all, it's a 10-round fight, so I think that definitely favors Devon Alexander, because I think Marcos Maidana, he's going to have to, he's going to need those extra 2 rounds to kind of, you know, when Alexander starts to wear down. I think a 10-round bout, I think Marcos Maidana is a pretty good puncher. He's a very good puncher, by the way. But he could knock out Eric Morales. I don't see him having any chance of knocking out Devon Alexander, who I believe has a pretty good chin. I think he's only been down once in his career. And he's definitely much faster. He's a better boxer. He's got pretty decent power. He's a southpaw. Maidana couldn't knock out old DeMarcus Corley about a year ago, so I don't think he has much of a shot. I know a lot of people are picking the win by knockout, but I'd be very surprised if he won by knockout, or if he, or even more surprised if he won by decision.
You know, Alexander. You know, you brought up Marcos Medina fighting Eric Morales. Now, Eric Morales, in his next fight, was granted a World Boxing Circus, or the World of Boxing and Chicanery. I'm talking about the WBC, the World Boxing Council. He's our junior welterweight champion now. How did he work that out? Has he got friends in high places or what?
He's Mexican. That's the reason why he's a champion. Okay. I think that's pretty cut and dry.
Nah, we're not getting racist here. We're just telling it like it is. Adrian Broner, 22-0, taking on Eloy Perez, 23-0-2. And Perez said the meanest from Salinas. He wouldn't take that nickname and said he wanted to be the prince. And he's taking on Broner tonight, who's a well-connected fighter with Al Haymon handling his business. Of course, Al Haymon putting his card together. I favor Broner big in this fight. And having seen Eloy Perez fight a few times, I said he's got some technical flaws in that every time he throws his right hand, he lifts his right foot off the ground. He gets no power behind it. That's why his knockout ratio is low. Now, you saw some defects in Broner. Tell me about them.
I think that there's a couple defects that Broner has. For one, his stance is kind of wide. He does get pretty decent leverage on his punches. But one thing he does, which is a major flaw and which can be taken advantage of, especially by a counterpuncher, is he likes to pull straight back. And he kind of does the thing that Muhammad Ali does. And Muhammad Ali was such a great, gifted fighter that he could get away with doing that. Just kind of like how Roy Jones kind of got away with doing certain unorthodox things that most fighters probably shouldn't try to emulate, because those guys can get away with it. I don't think, unless Broner takes a really good shot, I think that kind of style that he uses is going to come back to haunt him, especially when he likes to lay on the ropes and kind of swing his head back, and they talk about him as this possible next Floyd Mayweather. I just don't see it. He doesn't fight like Mayweather. Mayweather is much more technically sound. And Broner is kind of a guy who appears to be like the next version of Andre Berto, more in my opinion.
Okay, so we're going to bet a soda on this fight. You trying to tell me that you're picking Perez here or what?
Oh, I'm not picking Eloy Perez. The only reason why is because I don't think he can win a decision. And I think he's going to do very good. I think he definitely has a chance of winning the fight. I just don't know if he actually wins in the minds of the fans that he's going to get a decision. And, you know, Broner's with Al Haymon. He's got the connections. Perez is kind of a guy who's he fights on Telefutura and those type of networks. He doesn't have the same type of connections, or I guess he could say, connections. He doesn't have Al Haymon, and that's going to be a big hurdle to climb for him to try to get a decision, especially in St. Louis. I think all the judges and the officials are going to be on Broner's side in this one.
Okay, has the IBF and Daryl Peoples made any statements regarding the Tavares-Cloud Gabriel Campillo fight from last week? Has there been anything out of New Jersey yet on that?
I haven't heard anything in regard to that. I think IBF, I think they're going to do the right thing. I really believe that they're going to try to order this rematch. And I think if Tavares Cloud has any type of sympathy and respect for the sport of boxing, I think he should definitely try to redeem himself and give Campillo a rematch, because in the minds of a lot of fans, he just really didn't deserve the decision. I don't think he deserved the decision either, but I could kind of see how the fight really was close just because of those 2 points. Not sure if you won.
3 points.
I think the 116-110 scorecard is really what rubbed people the wrong way. And when fights are scored for a guy that is perceived as the loser by such a wide margin as the winner, that's really what the problem is with boxing. And I think people who are casual fans of boxing and they see decisions like that, that makes them not want to come back and watch the sport and view the sport as being corrupt. And I think it sends a very bad message to future fans of the sport.
Well, I think the casual boxing fan, when I polled 100 of them, 72 of them thought that the boxing matches were fixed, and they thought that Don King was to blame to all that. They didn't know that Don King really doesn't promote a whole lot of boxing anymore, but he was in Tavares Cloud's corner, and the two commission, the two judges that voted for Cloud were not approved by the Association of Boxing Commissions, and I took their judges test last year in Cartagena, Colombia, and scored 100 on it. So, you know, I mean, these guys aren't nationally recognized. Dickie Cole, who runs the Texas State Athletic Commission or Athletic Control Board, everyone they call themselves. The bottom line is he appointed these two judges, and they sort of went with the house guy. I don't know how that one guy saw it, 116, 110, or 115-10, whatever it was, for Cloud. But I think he should be banned from the sport. I think that when you come up with bad performances, I don't think he should be rewarded in giving further fights. Those three judges were suspended in Atlantic City over Arislandi Lara and Paul Williams' fight last year. I think they were suspended indefinitely. We haven't seen them since that point. Lara didn't get the fight reversed on his record, and Paul Williams has no intention of ever fighting him again. So we're sort of, you know, I've really soured on Paul Williams. I mean, I really want to see him get his, you know what, knocked in the dirt again because of the attitude he's taken since that Lara fight. I mean, because Lara beat on him like a pair of bongo drums.
Well, yeah, I agree with you. And I think what's really the problem with boxing is if you watch boxing, if you've been watching boxing for years, I mean, boxing is, I understand it is subjective and judges, you know, they sit on opposite ends of the ring. But, I mean, this isn't like watching football where you're trying to judge, you know, 20 or so people on the field and you got to figure out what's going on. I mean, there's two guys in the ring that are throwing punches at each other. It's the most primitive sport that there is in the world, in my opinion. It's not that difficult to see which guy's doing more damage. If one guy is throwing about twice as many punches and landing more than his opponent, more than likely, he's the guy that's doing more damage. So I don't see how guys can, when a guy wins a fight and they give the other guy more rounds than the other guy, it just doesn't make sense to me. 116, 110 for Tavares Cloud, that's out of the realm of possibility. That means the guy must have been on his computer. Like I was at a fight ringside, and I saw he wasn't a judge. But I saw a guy who was a writer for another website watching a UFC bout on his computer. But this is the kind of stuff that I'm talking about is people, when they're supposed to be at these events, they're not paying attention to what's going on. I think that's what the problem is. You got these guys in there. They don't understand that a guy's career is on the line. When these decisions come out and they're bad and for the whole world to see, it's not just that it's a bad decision and it shines a bad light on the judge. It's ruining somebody else's career, their livelihood. Now Campillo is not the champion. He could probably make more money with the titles, even though a lot of people think the titles are irrelevant to these fighters. They're extremely important. It's a badge of honor, something they can use as leverage in fights to get bigger fights down the road. And it's really a shame. The shame is on the fighter who doesn't get to make the money that he deserves.
Okay, in 30 seconds, who wins? Alexander Povetkin, 23-0, or Marco Huck? Does Huck have a chance at 34-1?
I think he has a pretty good chance. The only problem with him is he's kind of a little bit crude, and he's
a cruiserweight.
A little bit smaller.
Yeah.
He's a little bit smaller than Povetkin, so I'll go with Alexander Povetkin, but I think it's going to be an entertaining fight, and I'm about to watch it. I think it comes on at 1 o'clock on FXHD.com.
Okay, well, I'll go with Kevin Perry any day. KP, all the best. You say hello to your lovely lady for me.
All right, thanks a lot.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. Don't forget a special Sunday edition, 11 a.m. Pacific time, capping all the weekend results, both in the world of MMA and boxing. Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a price war among the major term life carriers. Consider these possible rates. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, could obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $85 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 10 years. We specialize in policies of $250,000 and above. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, may be able to obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $135 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 20 years. That's right, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. For new or replacement term life insurance, call the Term Lifeline now. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715.
Are you working harder than ever at your job, but find yourself getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our free information, you can lead a happier life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was a traditional business owner, and our business was affected greatly by the economy, so we were looking for another income stream. It allowed me to actually walk away from a 16-year career and part owner in a traditional business just after 8 months.
Go to freedom112.com, get out of the rat race, work from home, and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I'm a single mom. Before this business, I was over $90,000 in credit card debt alone. And now we go to Disneyland, Disney World. We've been on vacations to Hawaii. I never could have done that before this business.
Go to freedom112.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 112.com. Freedom112.com and start earning great money as soon as next week.
Are you in need of an IRS tax bailout? Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals that specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. During these tough economic times, the IRS is looking for every penny they can get, and we know how to negotiate with them for you. We've settled millions of dollars of back taxes for a fraction of the cost. Call 800-390-9240 now and find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking on your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-390-9240 now. You still have time before the tax laws change. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. This single telephone call with one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals could save you thousands. Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-390-9240. That's 800-390-9240.
My boys, listen to these boys harmonize here. The Tower of Power, folks. They're working on a new studio album as I speak. Of course, they were on the Jimmy Kimmel Show this past week, and they just kicked butt, no question about that. Don't forget, the Sunday special edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, covering all the weekend results in the world of MMA and boxing at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the American Forces Network, the Cable Radio Network, Channel 2, and, of course, live worldwide on the Internet. For more information, go to Ring Talk. That's R-I-N-G-T-A-L-K, ringtalk.com. Until next time, keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Thank you so much for tuning in. And don't forget, I got the world's greatest producer, Scott Cuddy.